ഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ഠികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീം മദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാം ഈശ്വരീം ശങ്കരാദിഗുരും പ്രണമ്യ ആരഭതേ അനുശാസനം ലഭതേ മോക്ഷം യസ്യ മതിഃ രമതേ നിർഗുണ ബ്രഹ്മണി അഹം സദാ ബ്രഹ്മേവ ഏതദനുസന്ധാനം അപരോക്ഷാനുഭവ സന്ദായകം അചിര. So we saw, like the author say about that sadhana, the sadhana chatushtayam, asana sadhana chatushtayam, ashtanga yoga sadhana, is known by many people, for most other people. Spashtataha, spashtarupa, like they know very clearly. Therefore, I am not explaining, but still we saw it. But it's kind of a common such that knowledge or that ashtanga yoga is something which is kind of familiarly known to majority of people, at least in brief. So therefore, that's not being explained here. That's kind of understood. So that is whatever. And there is not much difference that Vedanta has with respect to Ashtanga Yoga. They are sadhana, so they can be followed. And then once they are done, the Ashtanga Yoga sadhana is done, then we can bring the mind back onto the path. So in the path itself, so okay, we do Ashtanga Yoga, we control the mind gets controlled. So like all these ashtanga sadhana, then instead of focusing on or while focusing and moving towards the goal of Brahman or abheda bhavana, the one bhavana, one thought of Brahman, there are obstacles. So any path has obstacles. Obstacles is something which is unavoidable. So everywhere we will find obstacles. So everywhere we will find obstacles that are there. Some bind us, some obstacles are such that they will bind us. So we are walking on the road, like we are walking towards office. Somebody comes on the way. So they say, hi, how are you? Like, where are you going? I'm going to office. 2 seconds, done, and then we move forward. So such obstacles, they are not obstacles per se. If we are on a time crunch, still we can just quickly say, okay, sorry, I have to run. We go. But there are people like who will say, sorry, like I have to run. No, wait, like I wanted to say something to you. I wanted to talk something with you. And people will just obstruct. So it becomes an obstacle which becomes like kind of a bondage. Bondage means it will stick on with us. We can't get rid of it. So many times like we find people. So this is where sadhakas who have this yama and all, they will know not to waste others' time. So many people like just waste or kill others' time. They'll say, okay, come on, let's have a meeting. Is there any purpose? Is there any purpose? Also, they will say, like, can you come and meet me? And when we go and meet them, what will happen? They are busy somewhere. Half an hour, we have to wait. And then what happens? Like, something stupid, something silly. So, if we know, like, if we follow the Yama Niyama and all, then we will know that we should not disturb others. That is also Parapidanam. So, many people in Amma Ashram, not just here, anywhere, people do that. They will obstruct others' activity, kill others' time. So what, and then they will ask, why am I suffering? Why is my project suffering? Why? Because all these are parapidanam. It's pida. I am doing my job. I want to do something, like I want to go for bhajan. On the way, like somebody says, okay, come. Like that person is calling you. So we go there, like as if something is important. It may not be important. Half an hour we wait, and then like we realize, oh, like we'll talk tomorrow because I have to go to bhajan. What will happen? So it is parapida. It's himsa. So such, like if people who, like we should remember that such obstacles will be there. We have to be smart enough to avoid them. We have to be smart enough to avoid them. Else, our progress or they, for them there is no purpose. For us also, for us there is a purpose. That purpose will be Hindu. So that's why we have to be clear. So when like the no comes or something else comes, the goal should be clear. So I want to go for Amma Satsang. I want to go for Prasada. I want to go for Amma Satsang. I want this. Then we should stick on to it. So no, like Mahatma, like if Amma tells us specifically that, okay, please look after that, then we can do. Amma will never say like that. If Amma says like that, then that means okay, it is okay like for us to miss one day satsang. We can consider. But until it comes from Amma's mouth, all those are never to be missed. And then like when it is targeting, like us, when it is targeting Brahmacharis, like who are Brahmacharinis, who are to Amma is speaking or Amma is spending a day for Brahmacharis or Brahmacharinis, rather than attending that, if we do elsewhere, it is wrong. It's kind of wrong. It's kind of himsa. In a way, it is himsa, like where we cause ourselves trouble. It's himsa of our own dharma. That is what is called as dharma. So people wonder as to what is dharma, dharma and all in the world. So dharma is, our dharma, like if we take where Brahmacharis, we have to attend this Amma session. We have to, like, whatever our dharma is, we have to stick on to it. Whatever obstacles, pratibandha, pratibandha is called obstacles. Whatever they come, we have to set that aside and go. And we have to also ensure that we don't become pratibandha for others. We don't become obstacle for others. We should also not become obstacle for others. So as Amma says, like that moment, like if they cry or if they become sad, okay, half an hour you made me wait and sad, become sad, then like it's really bad. And of course, many people have the opinion that, okay, I have been made to wait, so therefore you also wait. That day, like Swamiji, the case for the puja, learning puja. Some situations it's good. Okay, like making, oh, I had to wait like years to learn the Shastra, so you also wait. It's some perspective it's right. One perspective it's right. From another perspective it is kind of pida. It's against dharma because just because I went through things like I do, it doesn't mean like I will also have to go through it. So there's still pida, so it will come back as well. So pratibandha, wherever we find pratibandha, we have to remove it, and we should ensure we don't become pratibandha for others' goals. Others' goals means their goals may be different than ours. Somebody wants to earn a lot of money. We should not. We should never become pratibandha. Oh, like you should evaluate their how they work so that we can give promotion. We should never become a pratibandha. We can tell the truth and leave it. And if telling the truth is causing trouble, then tell like nicely, mildly, okay, they work okay. Instead of saying they work back, say we are work okay. We don't become a pratibandha for them. Because wherever we find that we create problems for others, that will come back to us and then it becomes an obstacle. So bandha, so that which obstacles, there are simple obstacles, there are strong obstacles, simple obstacles may delay things a little bit. Bigger obstacles, they will delay things quite a lot. So such obstacles have to be avoided. And one of the obstacles which affects like majority of people because it's kind of wonderful or in a way like magical is what is going to be explained. So that is, you will see that. Marga sanchara, marga sanchara, manusha sadha, bandarupaka, bandarupaka. Vaibhavagama, vaibhavagama, atma kamuka, santatam smaret, santatam smaret, vaibhavam mano, lalanam tutat, siddhitaranam, siddhitaranam. Dushkaram tviha, dushkaram tviha, dhairya purusha, apnuyat sukham, so here, like something like which is kind of like very important is being mentioned. So it's kind of like very important because when we follow yoga sadhana, not just yoga sadhana, Vedanta emphasizes a lot on the world being temporary. The world means an entire world being anitya. So that is where everything starts. So first is Viveka. Viveka is where sadhana chatushtayam. Viveka means nitya anityam. So nitya means Brahman is nityam, anityam everything is. So then we don't get distracted or we don't get obstacles where we stick onto it. Obstacles that cling on to us or that stop us, halt us completely. So, but in other shastras, that is not emphasized. So here we have learned that Vishwam, Shoka Purna Vishwam. So everything is meant there. But once we do yoga sadhana, then we get something called as vibhutis or siddhis. So they are called siddhis. So Patanjali has an entire chapter called Vibhuti Pada. So Pada means chapter. Four chapters are there in Yoga Sutra. One chapter is Vibhuti. Vibhuti means siddhis. So here it is mentioned as Vaibhava. Vaibhava means greatness or power. We get power. We get a lot of power. So Marga Sanchara Manusha Sada. For a Manusha who is traveling in the spiritual path. So a person who is traveling in this path of yoga, path towards yoga, Bandharupaka Vaibhava Agamaha. Bandharupaka, that Vaibhava or that Siddhis, which are Bandharupaka, they are Bandhana, they do Bandham. They halt us. That comes. So we are doing sadhana. So all of a sudden we realize yoga sadhana are like very interesting for many people because they lead to lot of siddhis. Some unknowingly, some knowingly. So you can read others' mind. You can get a sweet voice to sing. So many things are there. So many siddhis are there. Patanjali enumerates a lot of them. So those siddhis, some we can attain through focusing on that siddhi. Some we don't have to like focus, automatically will come. So automatically when it comes, we should know that this will come. We should know that, like, we should be ready that this should come. I will not deviate from my focus. That's why I must say Lakshya Bodha. We should know the goal is not this Vaibhava. Vaibhava means power. What are these power? These power are of this world. What is this world? This is Shoka Purna. So it won't give to eternal bliss. It won't give eternal bliss. So then, what is the point? So we should continue forward. So it is like we are traveling in a car. When they are on the way, like we are traveling in a car, like we travel a long distance. Like, and then all of a sudden we find there is a beautiful place. A very beautiful place. There is a hotel there and there is a beautiful garden. Everything is very beautiful. We stop there. We get into the hotel, eat something. The place is so attractive and so amazing, not captivating is the right word. So it captivates our mind. It captivates our mind so much. So then what do we do? Let me stay here for a night. And then like the next day what happens? Let me stay here more. Let me stay here more. After some time, the goal is forgotten. Then I have to go back. I have to still start. This is just a halt. I have to come and then start again. So that has to be there because Vaibhava or Siddhis will come to people who are doing yoga sadhana. People who are in the spiritual path will have one or the other Siddhis. Knowing the unknowing astrology, Siddhi. There are many other Siddhis that can happen. Like you cannot say what. For some people it is like, oh, for Purnanda Swami, like shifting from body to body. For Purnanda Swami, reading the mind. So many Siddhis can happen. Amritamaya and the Paripai, we used to interact with ghosts. So everybody will have Siddhis. Amritsar Gopananda reportedly can predict the future. What's the point? I can predict the future, we all will realize. It's a future that has to happen, definitely. It has to happen because it's our nature. That's the simplest thing. So Siddhis will come. So, but they are Bandharupaka, they will cause bonding. They are things like that will halt us. Like those people like who come on the way and then they stop us, they will not let us do. Whether they do knowingly or unknowingly, we don't know. But they will stop us. So we should know our goal and we should progress. So Atma Kamukaha. A person who is like Atma Kamukaha. Kamukaha is the word is kind of like in a wrong sense. Kamukaha means lover. Lover nala meaning. So here it just means Atma Kamukaha, one who desires the Atman, one who loves the Atman, one who wants the Atman. A lover like wants the love. So Atma Kamukaha, a person who wants the Atman, like he should santatam smaret, he should always santatam, always. Continuously, constantly he should smaret, he should think. That, what is this Vaibhava? Vaibhavam mano lalanam tuta. Tat Vaibhavam, tat Vaibhavam mano lalanam. So lalanam in a way means like just play. So play or like that which just kind of playfully distracts. So it's just playfully distracts. So lalanam is used generally with kids. So we do like we pamper the kids. Like we slowly distract them that way. So it is the mind's play. Vaibhavam, all these Vaibhava, the mind's play. It's mind's play. Mind's play means like lalanam, don't give it, take it seriously. The mind is playing now. So the mind gives a siddhi. Then we think, oh, I am realized. Then what will happen? all of a sudden, like somebody comes to us and asks a question, we cannot answer. We get angry, the person gets angry, there's a heated discussion, then what will happen? After that, like, oh, jnana, I thought I was a jnani, what happened? Time went down. So we should remember that vibhutis or siddhis will come. Siddhis means, like, what are siddhis? Siddhis means like something which is extraordinary, like which is not there in normal people. If we get something like that, we should immediately remember it is it is just a play of the mind. Don't get into it. Like Shibodha, I want that Abheda Bhavan, that yoga I want. I don't want any of this. I don't want Siddhis. I want yoga. So that is the focus should be there. A person should remember that these Siddhis that come are just plays of the mind. Just leave it. Whether it is with respect to us or others, we should just remember that it is just play of the mind. Only then we will be able to progress, else we will get distracted into that. When we get distracted into that, like it becomes, it's not called the distraction shiptam or distraction, because it is bandhana. It bonds us. It makes us feel as if like that is a goal. After doing sadhana for dhyana for so many years, a person like is able to control the mind, read other people's mind. It's kind of like it becomes a siddhi. And then what? I can read other people's mind. Then do I want yoga? I don't want yoga because I can read other people's mind. I can know what they are thinking. As if that is a great thing. But if without knowing people's mind itself, like we are so sad, like we become so agitated, then we start knowing other people's mind, it becomes bad state. So we should remember any siddhi that comes. Any siddhi means anything other than yoga is siddhi. Anything other than yoga that captivates is siddhi. Anything other than that, anything. So like Amma looks at us, Amma smiles at us, Amma asks kushala prashnam, siddhi. It's siddhi because it traps. It traps in the sense like we may think, oh, Amma knows me. Amma thinks great of me, we will think, and then bang, goes down. Yeah, Amma may be just asking like as for, okay, just need to know, show that, okay, I am there for you, continue. So instead of that, what will happen? It will become like this. So anything other than, so such a, like devatas or babies and all are known to play this role. So when for Nachiketa, Amma cries like all means, he'll get 100 years. You'll get like your, will have like huge family list. You'll have so much land. Okay, you can live as long as you want. Don't ask like, Amratihu, don't ask like you don't want to die. You will live as long as you want. All these distractions he gives. Nachiketa doesn't fall. So like devatas are known to trap or test people that, okay, do you really want yoga? I'll give you this. And you kind of think, oh, I'm so happy and my gave me this. It's gone again. So yoga, I want yoga, I won't stop with anything that should be there. I think anything other than yoga which captivates the mind, it's just mind's play. So we know like the mind also wants it. So the thing is the mind, like anything other than yoga, yoga means the mind gets destroyed in a way. So mind wants to just go outside and enjoy like a kid. It wants to go outside, just play, do whatever it wants really. So when we like say yoga, it means controlling the mind and focusing the mind, saying only Brahman exists. Then what is there? The mind doesn't have any activity, anything to do. So therefore the mind fears that state. Therefore, if some siddhi comes, the mind clings onto it, tries to cling onto it. That is why many people get clinged on to the guru. Clinged on to the guru because the mind doesn't want to live onto something. Like it wants to cling onto somebody, it clings. But that clinging is in a way good. All other things like siddhis and all are dangerous. We should not cling on. We should not let the mind cling on. Oh, if there is no like mind's play after moksha, then it is dry. It is not like there is no beauty in it. So that's all foolish. Like we can look at Amma. Then we will be able to, the real beauty comes there. The real beauty, like we will be able to see everything as a play. Then everything becomes beautiful. Activities will be beautiful. Everything will be beautiful once we reach that state of yoga. So that is, there is the real beauty. The mind doesn't want that real beauty, it always runs behind whatever is not naturally beautiful. Naturally beautiful, artificial beauty, if some mind sees, it gets attracted. So Aishwarya comes like, oh, so beautiful. When natural beauty is there, then Gandhiji comes, everybody falls down. When Shankaracharya comes, who is Shankaracharya? Are you there? Like, are you living? Are you a sannyasi? What is this? That is how people will be. So, anything other than yoga is siddhi. So, we should not fall for it. So, siddhi taranam. Taranam means like conquering. Overcoming the siddhi. Siddhi taranam. duṣkaram tu iha duṣkaram tu. Definitely, tu means definitely it is duṣkaram. Duṣkaram means very tough to attain. Very tough. It's not very easy to say like we get siddhis, we get powers. Automatically the mind will run, like mind will fall. Mind will fall for the trap. So dhairya purushaha. Only a dhairya purusha, like a dhairyam, like we have to have strength. This is not external dhairyam. It's atma dhairyam or mano dhairyam. Dhairyam like in the mind. It's so courageous that, okay, whatever happens, I'm not going to let the mind fall. I am going to stay, oh mind, stay. Stay in the focused on yoga. So such a mind, such a dhairya purusha, apnuyat sukham, he attains sukha. Sukham means one's dhairyam, like one's siddhi is crossed, then what will happen? Ananda. So that anandam, if you want, dhairyata is required, dhairyam. We need strength or courage to set aside these siddhis. So Ramatirtha, one of the around the 19th century saint, so he went to US and all, gave like huge lectures, they were huge success, a spontaneous speaker. So he met Swami Vivekananda, and Swami Vivekananda just casually said that he will become a great man. And then like after that, like he had run out. He had a wife, he had like two children. So he took his wife and children to Ganga and said to them, you go back, I'm not coming back. I'm taking sannyasa, I'm not coming back. And the wife said, what about these children? I don't know, like you go, I don't come with me, I'm a sannyasi now. So then the wife said, I will come with you, like I will serve you, I'll be with you, so let me serve you. Then he said, if you want to stay with me, then you should think that these children are dead. Think that these children are dead. You should have taken care of them. Children. Think that they are dead, then come with me. The wife went away. And then he was like, of course, I don't know whether it is a trap, like he put that, okay, if you say like that, the wife will go away, but it went. And he went to US and made great speeches. One of, like, after hearing his speech, like many universities across the world offered him PhD. He immediately rejected it. He said, like, when I have the bliss of the Atman, I do need PhD. I don't need any PhD. So Amma is Dr. Amma. Amma doesn't care. Doctor, like the reason why Amma says it herself, that why does Amma go and give speeches, awards, like Amma accepts? Because she can address people and tell that, okay, what is important, give them knowledge, that's only reason. Else Amma will not go. So for Atma Jnani, this is all nothing. So like that dhairyata should be there to overcome. So once we overcome, that is a tribunal bliss. But in order to overcome, when these come, like we can fall down, so we should be kind of careful. So we should be kind of very careful with it. So these siddhis are also like kind of, like not kind of real. They are not real because ultimately, what is the state? Ultimate state. So the ultimate state has been like kind of being explained in the next shloka. The last two shlokas are kind of phala-shruti, so explaining the phala. The rest of the shlokas talk about the ultimate, the final state of yoga. What is the state of yoga? I know, yoga sadhana now. Like we learned like vairagyam, abhyasa vairagyam should be there. What is the nature of the mind? The mind is like a thief. Then abhyasa vairagya has to be there in order to control the mind. And then we also learned that like there should be, like we should have like ashtanga yoga, yoga sadhana to control the mind and then focus it. And then when we focus and progress in the path, then what will happen? Abheda bhavana, when we try to maintain, siddhis will come. So siddhis should come, siddhis should go. Siddhis will come, siddhis should go as such. I don't want. Oh, like I'll keep the siddhis and still focus, that is not possible. So Ramatirtha could have said, okay, let my wife and also come, let me then progress. It will be an hindrance. It will be an hindrance. Siddhis are also kind of a bondage. Oh, like I can predict the future, what will happen? People will be flocking around to ask future. Then what will happen? There is yoga. There is no time for yoga. There is only time for helping out people, and it is called samuha seva or social service. The person like who has in avidhyaya mantare vartamana swayam adhiraha panditam manyamana. So avidhyaya mantare vartamana, those who are inside avidhya, swayam adhiraha panditam manyamana, they say they are panditas. And like what do they do? Jaganya guna vrittista, jaganya guna vrittista, andena eva niyamana yata andaha. So they like roam around here and there and here and there in Ajnana itself. And then they help, like it's like a blind person helping another blind person, they help others. That is social service. Until we realize, until we attain the state of yoga, we can help out like the normal ahimsa, that is helping out, not wanting many things, telling the truth, helping out people in whatever way possible. But how can we help? We cannot help ourselves. Somebody comes and asks us a question in Vedanta, oh, I have this problem, what to do? Can we help? We can't help because we ourselves are like troubled. So how can we help them? You have to take them to Amma. Go and meet Amma and ask. Amma will give you. That's proper. That is real service. Real service. Any other service we try to help out, we should be first, like our mind should be under our control first to help out. So this helping out like mentality is like huge in people. Everybody wants to help out others, get name, become influenced, everything people want. We should remember never to get into that also. Until we attain the state, we cannot help anybody. We have to attain that state. So that state has been explained in the next shlokas. Of course it is Advaitam or Abhedam. This is that the rest of the part is kind of in a way with respect to not yoga. It is with respect to Vedanta and yoga terms in a yoga way the goal has been explained. So, Dvaita Lokama Dvaita Swatmani Nasti Sarvada Nasti Sarvada Drishtamevatu Drishtamevatu Swavirodhibha Vena Samstitam Mayayakritam Satyasambhritam. So what is this duality then? So from beginning itself we said the duality or Abheda Bhavana, that is the bondage for yoga. So that is what obstructs yoga, so Veda Bhavanam Bandhamevatu. And it is the cause of this world. So what is this Veda Bhavana? So Dvaita Lokam, this Dvaita Loka, Advaita Svatmani. Dvaita Lokam, Advaita Svatmani. It is in the Advaita Atman. So Advaita Svatmani means Swasya Atman. It is like, oh, this world, this dual world is in the Atman. What Atman? Amma's Atman. It's not Amma's Atman, it is our Atman. Swasya Atman. Our own Atman. So in our own Atman, Advaita Atma, my own Advaita Atma, this Dvaita Lokam, Nasti Sarvada. Nasti Sarvada, it is not at all there. It's not at all there. So it's not even said like it is there. Here it is said like the goal. What is the goal? To know that this Dvaita Lokam is not at all there in Advaita Atman. In my Atman, like if I look at the Atman, it's contrary. So Shankara, like in Adhyasa Bhashya, saying it's contrary. The Atman is Ananda Swarupam. The Atman is Advayam, Vekam. Like we learned earlier, Anandam Advayam, Atmanam. So Anandam and Advayam. So in that Atman, how can there be a Dukkha, Shoka, Prapanjam? A Prapanjam which is dual. Dvitiyam Advaikam. How can it be there? It can never be there. But like we know that the world is in Brahman because the Shastra says so. And if I am there, the Chaitanyam is there, the world is there. So aham aham, that's Puranam. That Chaitanyam, if it is there, the world is there. If I am not there, oh, the world is there for another person. The other person itself, it doesn't exist. If I don't exist, the other person doesn't exist. Then how can the world exist? So there's no world unless I am there. So the world is in me. But can the world really exist in me? The world cannot exist in me because Nasti Sarvada, it is not at all there. It is not at all there. So then like why problems are created? Because Drishtamevatu, because it is seen. So it is seen too, but it is Drishtameva. It is seen. It is just seen. Though it is not at all there, still it is perceived. When it is perceived, we should know that it is like water in desert. We see water in desert, but the water doesn't exist. So in order to think this simple concept, the mind has to be under control. Without the mind being controlled, we cannot like think this. Maybe now it becomes very clear, afterwards it becomes gone away. So the mind has to be in control to think that this Dvaita Lokam is not at all there. But it is just seen. But just seeing is not real because we see water in desert, we see ghosts at night, they are not at all there. So, Sva Avirodhi Bhavena Samstitam Mayakritam Satya Samvritam. So, So swa avirodhi bhavena, swa. And this world, like we think the world, the problem, that is why like yoga is very important, like appealing on yoga, because it is the mind, the play of the mind in the control on mind level, and it's not external. So Vedanta also, like some places we can find emphasizing on the creation of the world, external world and all. Social service in the karma, so that is why distraction comes. The mind level, remember, that will be appealing, because that is, everything has to be at the mind level. Problems are at the mind, not external. So external problem, and the problems are not external. So remove all the troubles from the entire world, their problems, and problems are created by people, created by the minds of people. So it won't win. It will still be there. It's in the mind. So for mind learn control. But this world, we think that it is a problem, but it's not a problem, because sva avirodhi bhavena samsthitam. So it is samsthitam, means like our susthitam. It is the world exists. Sva avirodhi bhavena. Not, there is not virodham. Sva avirodhi. It is avirodham to us. It is not opposing us. The world doesn't oppose us. The world doesn't oppose us. Because the world says that everything is Ishvara. So Krishna says to Uddhava that the world is shouting that it is Ishvara. Ramana Maharshi used to say, the world, what does the world show us? The world shows us that it is Ishvara's creation, which means it is Ishvara. Just remove the names and forms, we will find that it is Ishvara. In this Dvaita Lokam, we can find Advaita Atman. So Dvaita Lokam is not at all there, though it is seen. And even when it is seen, is it like opposing us? It doesn't oppose us. Then like, why do my parents oppose me? Why do others oppose me? Do parents really oppose? Nobody can oppose. Nobody can oppose. So lovers get married, irrespective of whoever come in the way. So what opposes for them? Nothing. So why does it oppose for me? My parents do oppose me. Because I think in my mind that they are parents. And they are my parents. That attachment, that mental thought is what opposes. The world is never opposing anybody. The world is only telling that I am Ishvara's glory. I am Ishvara's creation. So I am Ishvara, that is what the world says. So it's avirodhi bhavena samsthitam. And then it is maya krutam. Ishvara's maya, it is not at all really there, but it is Ishvara's maya, it is created. And satya samvratam. But though it is like that, okay, it is maya krutam, like it is avirodhi, there is no avirodhi, it's not virodhi. But then depending on our mind, it becomes satya samvratam. It veils the truth. It is maya krutam, but still it veils the truth. So yet it is satya samvratam. So the shloka means it is not avirodhi, but still, if our mind sees duality or the bhedam in them and doesn't know that the bhedam is not real, then satya samvratam, it is veiling the truth. And when it veils the truth, what happens? Then all problems, veda bhavana. With that veda bhavana, the mind gets distracted, mind gets into so much things, the mind becomes runs here and there, it becomes sad, it becomes angry, it gets into all the various notions, and it leads to dukkham constantly. So all that is created by the same world, satya samvratam. The world is veiling the truth. The truth is veiled by the world, veiled in the form of name and form. But does it really veil? No, because a person who knows that this world doesn't exist, such a person will be able to pierce through the name and form and say that it is Brahma, it is Ishvara. But if the mind is not like seeing that much, if the mind is not capable of that, then satya samvrata. So many people saw like jnanam is there, but the world is Brahma. Mind is not under control, then what will happen? We repeat in the mind, sarvam brahma mayam. But what does the mind do? Mind repeats that jagat is satyam. This world is there, the sarvam brahma mayam. Then what? If somebody said, my parents are Brahma. Sarvam brahma mayam, my parents are Brahma. It is the same thing. So satya samvratam. So it is still satya samvratam. So we have to be careful with the world. We have to know that it is not at all there. Once we know that there is nama rupa atmatam, there is nama rupa matram, it is only names and forms, then it is not an avirodhi. It is not a virodhi. It is not virodhi. Like how can it be a virodhi? Because it is maya pratam. It is created by maya. Maya means that which doesn't exist. It just makes things appear as existing. Okay, in Aindrajala, Aindrajalika, Aindrajala Loka, it's a Loka, Aindrajala, it's like Aindrajala or Natakam. It's not at all there, some magician creates something, it seems to be there, it's not really there. So then how can it be a problem? It cannot be, but still it becomes a problem. So in order to avoid it, a person should attain yoga. So what is that yoga? Kevalatmana, kevalatmana, samstitistusa, samstitistusa, yoga nishchaya, yoga nishchaya, vrittihinata, vrittihinata, dvaita vrittaya, satyavarjita, satyavarjita, naiva badaka, kintu sadaka. So kevala atmana samsthiti, kevala atmana. So here kevala word is used because of in Patanjali's yoga shastra, the ultimate word is called kaivalyam. So kevala atmana, abiding as the pure atman. So other times aham pratyaya janyam, like when aham pratyaya comes, ahankara comes, we say this is mine and all those. So without that, kevala atmana, abiding as our own atman, kevala, absolute, I am just the atman. Atma bhavana should be there. Let other things come and go, but atma bhavana, when we have that, that is yoga nishchaya, that is yoga nishchaya. So yoga nishchaya, that is yoga, that is yoga, that is yogam, and vrittihinata, of the nature of vrittihina, there is no vritti there. So vritti, by being devoid of, when we are the atman, there is no vritti. So if there is no vritti, then we become, we realize that is the state of vritti, vritti nirodha, that is moksha, that is what Patanjali calls as yoga. So but if vritti is not there, means what does it mean? Again, we have to remember, vritti is not there means vritti is ineffective. Vritti is come into the mind, but there is one bhavana, that I am Brahman, that Brahma bhavana, that atma bhavana should be there. All other vrittis become ineffective. So that means vritta heena is as if they are not there. How can you say, like, do you really mean is it as if not there? Yes, why? Because dvaita vrittaya, the vrittis, other than the atman, what other vrittis come into the mind about dvaita prapancha, the world, dual world. So any vrittis about the dual world, satya vargita, they don't have any reality. Because they are vrittis, first of all, they have thoughts. Thoughts about what? Thoughts about the world. Is the world real? The world is not real. So those vrittis which are above the unreal world, the world doesn't have reality, it is naiva bharaka. It is not an obstacle. Because it doesn't prove anything. Because like when we know that the world is unreal, then thoughts about the world, if they come into the mind, what big problem? Because we qualify them as unreal. When we qualify them as unreal, then it doesn't matter. So imagination. I imagine that, like, I lost 1 lakh rupees. Is it a big problem? No problem. I lost 1 lakh rupees. Big problem. But then, like, I had to, I imagine that I lost. Or I lost unreal 1 lakh rupees. Then there is no problem. It comes, we will react appropriately. I imagine 1 lakh rupees got lost. So next time I imagine that I properly put it in a safe, put it in a bank. I am careful with the way I spend. That is how it will be. So it is naiva bhadaka, it is not obstacle, kintu sadaka, but it is, it helps in the path. The moment we say the world is temporary or unreal, then it becomes, it helps in the sadhana, because then if we can't stick on to the world, what will we stick on to? Amen. The world is mithya, it's like not at all there, it is not real, then automatically our focus will shift from the world to Brahman. So therefore, the Abheda Bhavana will come, then yoga happens easily. So it's a direct take from Vidyaranya. Vidyaranya says that the world is kind of Ishvara's creation is there, our mental creation is there. Ishvara created this world, which is filled with Ishvara. Then our mind, what does it do? It puts its preferences. So it sees its likes and dislikes, and then based on that it sees. That is the cause of problem. Ishvara's creation is Ishvara, so it is not a obstacle, it is helps in the sadhana, because every time we see it, we will remember Ishvara. And Amma says, when you see the world, when the created world, remember the creator. It's not different from creator. So remember the world, remember Ishvara, then we will be able to overcome. So it is not based by the dvaita vrittis. So vritti heenataha means not just vrittis are not there. Just that when the dvaita vrittis come, we say they are about something like Satyavarjitadaya, about objects which are, don't have any satyatva, satyata. There is no reality to them, so then we will not be affected. Instead, such thoughts, when such thoughts come into the mind, so imagine that thoughts are 100 thoughts are coming, all 100 of them you immediately say they are not real, then what will happen? It helps in sadhana. Because like you can't just like put a security outside and like, no, 100 people don't come, don't come, don't come, nobody comes. Someday one person will come in and it become a chaos inside. So let them in. But when they come, you say they are not real, they are not real, they are not real. Then it helps like in the mind cleanse, we are cleaning the mind. The mind gets focused. The mind is able to easily focus. Yoga becomes very easy. So all these can be thought only after yoga sadhana. Without the mind being in control, we will not be able to think or implement any of these. So earlier what was mentioned as vairagya and abhyasa are ways to yoga. Here it is said that the yoga state is like that. Yoga state is such that like this world, the thoughts of the world will come, but they are not obstacle at all for yoga. They are not obstacle for yoga. The yogi will be able to remain unaffected at that. So finally, what? Okay, yogi remains unaffected. So yoga, like the yoga is the status like kevala atmana sansiti, it remaining as the atman. So where like vritti is not there, or vrittis are there, they are not obstacles. But what does the person attain? What does the person really attain? So, vrittihinachir,
bodhapurusha, eti mokshakai, palya yauvanam, yauvanam.
So, vrittihina chit bodhapurusha. So, vrittihina, without any vrittis. That means, vrittis are not real means it's as good as vrittihina. Vrittihina means, vrittis are not real. So, such a person, chit bodha purushaha. So, chit bodha purushaha. So, chit and bodha mean the same. They have the same meaning. Bodha is chit, chaitanyam. Chit is also chaitanyam. So, what it here it means is, chit is chaitanyam. Chaitanyam, like who knows the chaitanyam. Bodha means who has jnana. A person who has jnana. Yoga Shastra Jnanam, if he is there, then he will know what is yoga. Such a purusha, such a person, eti, he attains what? Moksha, moksha, kaivalya, yauvana. So, moksha, kaivalya, yauvana. He attains the state of moksha, which Patanjali calls us kaivalyam, kevalavastha. One alone exists means it is kaivalyam. And it is yauvanam. How is it yauvanam? Yauvanam means like it is, every moment there will be bliss. In yauvan, like when we are young, there is always energy for everything. Whether it is actions, inaction, everything, like we will have full energy, we will be like kind of radiant. Tejo rupa, we can say, tejas will be there. So that tejas will be there because we will be blissful, we will be active energy. With respect to the world, we will be able to do actions and like at the same time, we will be ever blissful also. It's a proper blend. So that state we will attain. That state a person will attain, like if followed all the sadhanas like mentioned, yoga sadhana a person has to follow and then remember like have vairagyam, abhyasam and vairagyam and then overcome siddhis and then remember that whatever thoughts come to the mind, they are not real. They are not real. So objects, world is not real, so thoughts, let them come, I'll remember abheda bhavana and I'll focus on that. Then the person will be able to attain this moksha sthanam. So it is yauvanam, it is ever young. So the four people, Sanaka sages, they are so supposed to be very young always. They are supposed to be very young always because they have gained knowledge. Once you gain knowledge, you go beyond. I am the Atman which is ever there. So is there any birth or death? Is there any changes? There is nothing. There is no birth, no change, nothing for such a person. He'll be able to remain for the same. The next, last two shlokas are kind of phalashruti. So, but phalashrutis are essential. In some cases, you have to mention what this is, what this work does, what the person will attain through the work. So many cases, phalashruti, if you read the Gita for one day, like you will attain Brahmaloka. Sometimes it is just for inspiring us. So it is not real. So Paramatma says it's not real. Many cases. Here it is real. Don't ask how. Like if you try it, like after trying, can say until then it is real. Vakyam etatu वाक्यमेतत्तु यत्पठेत् नर योगसानसु कम्रचेत् सदा
तो
वाक्यमेतत्तु इट कैन बी श्लोकमेतत्तु आल्सो श्लोकारूपवत् योगसारमे तत्तु प्राप्नुयात् नंदनंदन doesn't mean Krishna. So वाक्यम एतत्तु एतत् वाक्यम तु means never definitely. So this whoever यह पठेत् नरः श्लोकम एतत्तु और वाक्यम एतत् like whatever they are, who learns this. So learns means don't they have to kind of follow it, implement it? Once you learn, like you cannot ignore it. But the jnana is such that like once you learn, you will have to implement it. There is no other alternative. Else it will linger in your mind. So this is about the mind. So the mind will think about this. Oh, is that true? The mind will think and like the mind itself will be led to implement it. So whoever learns this, in yogasthana sukham brajit sada. He attains the yogasthana. The yogasthana sukham. That sukham which is there in the yogasthana. The position called yoga, there is a sukha, there is an anandam, that sada. Ever he will be in that state. Ever he will attain that state. That means he will attain that state of yoga where anandam. So moksha kaivalyam and all was said earlier, yavanam. Here it is clearly said, sukham. What is there in yoga sthanam? Sukham. And that sukham sada, ever. And that is what is the goal of all people, is that we want to attain that state of sukham. So yoga saram. एतत्तु प्राप्नुयात् सो आफ्टर अटेनिंग यह प्राप्नुयात् यह इज नॉट मेंशन इट इज मेंट सो दिस योग सार दिस इज योग सारम एतत्तु प्राप्नुयात् द पर्सन हु अटेन्स दिस मींस योग सारम अटेन कैन यू अटेन योग सार लाइक आफ्टर गेनिंग योग सार यू इंप्लीमेंट इट देन यू अटेन द योग स्थान दैट इज द मीनिंग सो लर्निंग ऑफ ए वर्क मींस इफ यू अटेन द वर्क देयर इज नो वे यू कैन अटेन द वर्क Because the work has been written by somebody, how can you become an sentient entity? It means you attain the phala of the work, which means you attain the yogasthana, then nandanandanaha. So nandanaha has multiple meanings, like one meaning is sun, another meaning is happiness. So nanda means also happiness. So happiness or sun of happiness, which means totally happy, that is the meaning. I'll have to confirm with my sister, you know, the word is right. So he becomes nandanandana. Or he becomes the son of Nanda or Krishna who was ever happy. That means we'll be happy. We'll be able to remain happy. So the two times repeated Nanda Nandana. It's not because there was no other word to put it.
No, he remembered the bhajan.
What?
He remembered the bhajan.
Nanda Nandana, Hare, that is different. So the repetition, scriptural works, Vedas, so generally when they end, they show that ending by repeating words twice. The last few words or last word will be repeated twice. So when repetition twice means it is, the work is over. So that is what is indicated. So that is what is indicated through nandana. So that means shubham, the work has ended. We can rest. We can now like implement it. So that is the meaning. So with this yoga niti has ended. So like it's just a yoga saram. It's just a brief on yoga. It's not. Yoga Shastram itself is like kind of vast, but this is brief. This is brief. There are things like which haven't been explained, like fear of death, raga, dvesha should not be there. But all those have been like, the Yoga Shastra itself has been condensed and given here. Condensed and given here for our benefit. So condensed and given here, because if you want to learn an entire darshana, it will take many years. So it will take many years to learn an entire darshana. So easier is, we get a condensed form, when we learn that, we still get the fruit. Pretty easy for today's people. So, but if you follow, because like yoga means, ultimately what is yoga? Yoga is as simple as abheda bhavan, abheda bhavana, bhavana. So Brahman alone exists here. One Brahman, it alone exists here, right? There is nothing else. There is nothing else that exists here. If we remember that, like other Urtis come and go, then we will be able to ever rejoice at this. For that, Abhyasam, Vairagyam, Yoga Sadhana, overcoming Siddhis, all these people will have to go through. Depending on where we stand, we will have to go through all this. So may Amma bless us so that through this, we will be able to attain the state of yoga, which is Kaivalyam or Kevalavastha. There is no Ritiya by Bhayam Bhavati. Here is comes out of duality. When there is no duality, there is Kevalam. Kaivalyam is ever bliss. So may Amma bless us so that we will be able to attain that blissful state. Thank you.